Troy, Alabama.
What's worse than your heating going out in the middle of winter? Your AC wimping out in the heat of summer. Barrett Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tri-County area since 1978. They're ready to help you when your system goes kaput. Whether you want to maintain your heating and cooling units with one of their maintenance plans or upgrade your equipment, trust Barrett to be there for you. From AC units to air purification and humidity control, trust the team at Barrett's. Call them today, 285-0014.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
And now a star is born. On July 15, 1967, the world welcomed Mythbusters host Adam Savage.
Wow, this baby came out of a woman. There was no stork in sight.
Myth busted.
Adam Savage, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Counter demonstrations grabbing more attention than immigration raids the president had warned would start Sunday.
Here in Chicago, members of the Hispanic community and people opposed to an immigration crackdown attended mass at St. Agnes Church and then marched to the predominantly Hispanic Little Village neighborhood and other Hispanic neighborhoods. We saw local aldermen and community leaders teaching community members what the law says they can do if agents show up.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Across the Gulf Coast, people warned to watch for the possibility of flash flooding as tropical depression Barry moves north. And on Amazon Prime Day, customers getting this message from some workers.
They're going to be on strike for 6 hours. They're demanding better pay and better working conditions. Amazon spokeswoman Brenda Alfred saying, quote, "We provide great employment opportunities with excellent pay ranging from $16.25 to $20.80 an hour and comprehensive benefits."
Fox's Aisha Hosni. This is Fox News.
Hey, everybody. We're putting the band back together. What do you think, Greg Budell?
We're putting the band back together.
Now, where have I heard that before? Jay Scott, have you seen the 93.1 radio station vehicle?
I traded it for a microphone.
Hey, Emily Hayes, you want to hang around with Baron and Jack after the show?
They still owe you money, fool.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
4 fried chickens and a Coke.
And Rich Thomas, how about Greg Budell's protege, Joey Clark?
Breaks my heart. Boy, that young going bad.
Hey, Emily, do you have any final thoughts?
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
Oh, shut up, woman.
Stand by for 3 men and a lady.
We're on a mission from God.
Welcome to 3 Men and a Lady. This hour, we have Random Facts with Jay Scott, followed by a $10 food over pop quiz. Emily Hayes and Rich Thomas. And you know, it was actually pleasant outside this morning.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Every little bit helps. The dew point, which was, like Friday morning, the dew point was 75, which is crazy. It's 71 this morning. It's a little bit better. So, yeah. A hotter day today with a high around 93. There'll be a sun and cloud mix, but the effects from Barry will start to fade away, especially in this part of the state. There'll be some spotty random afternoon and evening storms. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, isolated storms at best. They're going to be hard to find, few and far between. Hotter with highs in the mid-90s, triple-digit heat indices. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the number of storms goes up a notch or two. better chances as we get closer to the weekend with high temperatures still in the middle 90s. Right now this morning, we have east winds at 6 miles per hour. Temperature is 74 at 7:07.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The economy finished on a really strong note last week. Will it continue? Check in with us around 5:10 this afternoon when Brant McDonald digests the daily numbers and explains how they affect you and your money. And if you don't have a plan for you and your money, boy, the day you take charge and get something going is the day you're going to feel really good about yourself. Call Brant at 387-0094. Make an appointment to sit down and start something for whatever it is you choose to target. Saving for a first home, your retirement, your kids' education, the trains that come down the tracks of life. Be ready when they arrive with help from Brant and the amazing team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. 387-0094. 707.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 7 o'clock rush hour, and we have an accident for you on the boulevard. It's right after you come off of I-65 onto the Northern Boulevard. There's an accident on the right shoulder. Be careful in that area. Otherwise, traffic on the boulevard is building up pretty quickly, and we see a lot of delays at the traffic lights, but no big hassles for you. If you're on the interstates, I-65 and I-85 are moving along at a speed limit ride, and there's no big problems on the 31s. The traffic out of Wetumpka has begun, so be careful as you reach the River Bridge and down around the boulevard. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can shop online and avoid the heat. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and get immediate savings on the Toyota of your choice. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
There's an epidemic in America. It's like the overuse of the word like. Here's an example from a recent episode of Love Island. See how many unnecessary likes you can count.
I like a guy who's artistic and creative. Nice. I like guys who are graphic designers, photographers.
Nice.
I know it's kind of hard to find.
I like guys that are pursuers. Mm-hmm. If they like me, they will let me out. I love funny people. They have to make me laugh.
7 unnecessary likes. You can help us all. Beginning today, stop overusing the word like. Thank you.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Uh-oh, isn't this good?
Here's our good news correspondent, Emily Hayes.
An 8-year-old in California recently beat cancer and donated all of her birthday gifts to the hospital that treated her so that other kids could have them. She's an 8-year-old named Zoe that lives just outside of San Diego. She's been battling cancer and was diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma.
Wow.
Which has to do with your nerve cells, but it's in remission now. And she recently had her final treatment. She also just had a birthday earlier this month, but she told her mom that she already had everything she needs, which is wise at 8 years old.
Yeah.
So she wanted to donate all of her gifts to the various hospitals that treated her so that other kids would have toys and stuff to play with. Her family threw a big party for her on July 6th and raised about $750 for cancer charities, and her guests ended up donating over 200 toys to the hospitals that had treated Zoe.
Nice.
Yep, that's your good news.
That's not all the good news. I mean, as parents now, when Janelle was a little goose, I remember wishing that a heavy metal band would come up with a nice kids book. It didn't happen until this week.
That's right.
With Metallica.
In the great green room, there was a telephone.
everywhere.
It's better than Barney, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm running into a lot of Barney blowback on this job. The whole issue with Joey, and I heard more about it over the weekend.
What about the blowback with Joey?
Well, I mean, Joey was a Barney kid, you know, like my daughter. They're almost the same age.
Uh-huh.
And he taught them a lot of things about life, and he's still doing it, except he's addressing slightly darker subjects these days.
I know.
What was all that phone excitement?
Political candidate wanting to come on the show. We don't do political candidates on the morning show.
Or in the afternoon.
Well, I just told him it'd be better to call back on one of the other shows if you wanted to.
Anytime between 9 a.m. and 3, you want to talk to them.
I wasn't sure if you weren't
doing again.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you weren't doing anything this time or no.
Who?
So I didn't know.
Who? Who won't get fooled again?
That was the best line of the morning. Emily Hayes, everybody. Let's give her a round of applause.
Please clap.
What I got for y'all today.
Wow, 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 wow. It keeps going in the song. And the live version is like 15 more minutes of it.
They are some of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Better than Ezra?
Better than Ezra, yeah. They're from New Orleans. They've got a boatload of great records.
Better than Ezra.
Is the name of the band that sings good?
What did Ezra ever do?
What did?
Oh God!
I remember
if I've heard that. So
right. SNL News with number one on the charts. Number two on the charts this week is Ezra. Number one is better than Ezra.
Stay tuned. Maybe this afternoon we are going to have an announcement on the new Baumhauer's contest coming up.
Maybe
we're still working out a couple of small details. And I was at Food Outlet yesterday, and Danny Patterson, who was the manager there, has... I'm going over there after the show to pick up a case of moon pies. We're going to have moon pies to give away like you would not believe. As we celebrate...
The moon!
And I want to look for... it's your bit, but I kind of would like... Friday's random facts to be
moon facts, random facts about the moon,
or the space program, whatever. It doesn't have to be about Apollo 11 necessarily.
Oh goodness, there's tons. I mean, I should start today then. Heck, if I'm going to put all those in there.
You even talked to one of the men that walked on the moon, right?
Charlie Duke.
Charlie Duke was the guy that gave the commands to Apollo 11 from the ground.
In what? Yes,
he was
at
Capcom.
He worked there, yeah. And then he finally actually made it into space. He talked about, I'll have to find a link to that, because it was one of the, for us, for myself, it is just one of the high points of ever working in radio, was to be able to talk to one of only 12 human beings in the existence of man.
And how many are left?
Four.
Yeah,
Maybe there's only three. I don't know.
I had a little comment about that on Friday afternoon. That's why the couple of ceiling tiles are missing. Anyhow, the greatest moment, in my opinion, in this studio was the day Colonel Joe Panza brought Gene freaking Kranz in here.
Wow, that's cool.
You're talking about looking at a legend and a guy who just...
I've never met an astronaut. That's...
kept his cool through... You know, not just the stress of any launch or any of the lunar flights, but especially Apollo 13, where he said this is going to be our finest hour. And in many ways, it was. 716 on News Talk 93.1 FM. They don't happen very often in baseball, in triple play.
Yeah.
But you can get one any Monday through Friday through now and the end of July at Lewis Lawn.
No, hey.
That's right. $1,000 off. For those of you who've been waiting to buy... Some folks wait till the end of the season when the model year changes and stuff, but you don't have to wait for a huge discount on select Exmark mowers at Lewis Lawn. $1,000 off, 0% financing with no payments until April of next year. But if you buy now, your warranty will restart when the payments begin in April, so you get 22 months instead of just 12 on the warranty. So it's a bonus 10 extra months of coverage. They're also still looking for somebody to help them out. See, they're growing. They just built a big new showroom, and the parts and service is in a separate building now. And if you're interested in working for great people, all you really need is some computer experience, good people skills, and a willingness to learn. Stop by and see Chad Sasser. That's at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They're open right now, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the number is 244-9191. At 717, here is your local news, and then we're back with Random Facts. Have your note-taking devices handy so you can play and win our pop.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks. Authorities say a woman is dead after a boating accident on the Coosa River early Saturday morning. 32-year-old Krista Elliott of Wetumpka was a passenger in a boat that hit a tree hanging over the river. The operator of the boat was not harmed. In Hope Hall, authorities are investigating a fatal shooting. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office confirmed one person is dead after the Saturday night shooting, and two others, including a child, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. No word on any arrest. The shooting is still under investigation. Starting today through July 21st, you can expect to see more police presence on the roads and Alabama's highways. ALEA and local law enforcement are kicking off Operation Southern Shield. It's a speed enforcement campaign throughout Alabama and four other southern states. Police have handed out over 5,000 speeding tickets in previous years. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, visit our website, alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
On the next HGTV Code Violators, bathroom renovations.
We want to knock this area out to make way for a huge shower. The blueprints say this is a load-bearing wall. Whatever that means.
HGTV Code Violators. Safety is the number one priority of someone else.
Here's a great feature. We installed an electrical outlet right here in the shower. Let's test it out by plugging in the hairdryer.
HGTV Code Violators. Your dream home remodel done right the seventh time.
Staircases are so old-fashioned, so we removed it. Now it's just an 8-foot drop. But don't worry, there's a mattress down there, so Grandma will be fine. In a few days.
The home of your dreams isn't finished until it's condemned. HGTV Code Violators.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Coming to Netflix, a powerful new nature documentary, Planet Earth, The Lion King, narrated by David Attenborough.
the first time ever, we have strange footage of a baboon holding a lion cub in what looks like a cult ritual. But soon, rivalries form with devastating results as a stampede of beasts crack the skull of the young cub's father. And so he learns a painful lesson about the circle of life.
It's the live-action remake of the live-action remake of The Lion King.
Here, we witness an unlikely bond between our lion cub, a warthog, and meerkat as they chant a mysterious yet wonderful phrase, Hakuna Matata, which means no worries. It is their problem-free philosophy.
Critics say Planet Earth, The Lion King, is slimy, yet satisfying.
It's the story of fate, love, and remembering who we are. A ripoff of Shakespeare's Hamlet.
And now, Hakuna Matata is African for...
Jeez, you're just amazing.
Well, you get better and better. You get better with age.
Thank you, because earlier you guys had me all wondering if it was over.
Really?
It's not over.
What, with the hairdryer talk?
Well,
yeah, pull it back on me.
My ears.
Your ears?
My Mickey Mouse ears. Ears.
It's not.
I was just a little curious as to how you were going to tie that into the thing.
Getting ready for work.
But then it ultimately didn't matter, so.
No, I said it. It takes me a long time to get my ears ready for work. That's what I said. See? That's.
It's not over till 3:20 this afternoon.
What?
It's not over till 3:20 this afternoon, right?
Right. Back to you.
Well, I hope it goes a little longer than that. Did you know you could add 1 billion people to the United States population, and it would still be the third most populated country?
India?
India, China.
China?
I believe so, yes. I don't have the... Well, actually, I do have a list here. Hang on. Just a dang minute. Well, I check and see. I want to say that we've done this before as far as the amount of people per...
Repeat, you know. Random facts?
It sounds familiar, but I thought I was just having deja vu.
China's first.
Yes.
India second, then the United States.
Who's after the United States?
Indonesia.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. If you're curious, as of July 1st... 2019, our population sits at 329 million, while India, in second place, is at 1,366 million.
Greg, where is that sign that where it the population is constantly changing? What city is that in?
Oh, man.
Is that in Washington or is that in Philadelphia? You know what I mean? There's the current U.S. population is... And
it's on a big
changing.
Digital display.
Yeah.
I think it's in New York.
Hang on. Current world population. Let's see. No, I don't
it's
want
U.S.
That.
Is it U.S. or world? I'm not sure.
Oh, you're not sure if it's world or U.S. Well, anyway. That brought up nothing, by
all right,
the way.
Don't worry about it.
Did you know in 2014, that was 5 years ago, a 3-year-old girl, her name is Karina Chikatova. She survived 11 days in the Siberian wilderness with only her dog for company.
Oh, man.
3 years old.
Oh, man.
She ate wild berries, she drank from a river, and she curled up next to her dog for warmth.
Oh, man.
She was finally rescued when her dog went back to her village and was able to get rescuers to come and find her.
Oh, God, that's like Lassie would do.
I was just thinking Lassie.
Yeah.
And then, you know, one bark, woof! Are you saying that Timmy is lost inside the old cave there? The one that's...
One part. I think SNL did a skit on that at least right. once. That or it was Mad TV, and I can't remember which one. And there was like this whole... long monologue. It was like one bark, and the guy said, so, and he just rambled off this long sentence.
By the way, that story that Timmy from Lassie died of a heroin overdose in Vietnam is totally bogus.
I'd never heard that.
Really?
Yeah, I never heard that.
For some reason, they were determined to smear all the kids that were TV stars from those days. Beaver got it.
Yeah.
We had Beaver on the show.
Who was the kid? We know Jay North was Dennis, but who was the boy in...
Oh my God! Jonathan Provost.
Oh, you're right. The last name is correct.
How the hell can I remember that when I can't?
The last, the last boys. Actor name.
The forest that Karina was in was full of bears. The thought of bears immediately switched to another concern. Somewhere in the forest was this helpless child. Her dog stayed with her 9 days before finding its way back to the village. When she was reunited with the dog, Karina's first words to her pet were, "Why did you leave me?"
Aww.
Oh, gosh. That is a heartwarming story. Wow.
3 years old. Did you know?
By the way, John Provost died in 1973.
That's around Vietnam. No. I'm just
Does it say from what?
I don't know.
I don't remember that. 73 was
John Provost
died in 73. Does it say how he died? At age 69 in Los Angeles.
Wait a minute. It couldn't have been 69.
No.
Not that Timmy. Oh my goodness, Timmy.
Not that Timmy.
Lassie wants to know.
I'll keep looking. Go ahead,
right,
Jay.
Keep looking. Yeah. Moving on with the random facts. Did you know? Do you know, actually, the reason that Roger Moore stopped being James Bond? You know why he actually quit the role?
I've heard this before, but I can't remember specifically.
It was right after A View to Kill. It was because of how much older he was getting than his female co-stars. He was in his 50s, and they were in their 20s. In his own words...
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, in his own words, he said, "The leading ladies were young enough to be my granddaughter, and it became disgusting."
Yep.
The last Bond girl that he was with was a girl by the name of Tanya Roberts, and her mother was younger than Roger Moore. And it disturbed him so much that he quit after that. So,
look.
By the way, John Provost is still alive at age 69 in Los Angeles.
So, for all of you grief-stricken listeners at the death of John Provost, it was
premature.
Yes.
We now resume random facts.
We talk about this, we've done it a few times, that not only is Jar Jar Binks one of the most hated characters in the Star Wars franchise, he is also one of the most hated characters in the history of film.
Really?
That's how bad it is. That guy nearly killed, the actor who portrayed him nearly killed himself from all the hate mail he was getting and just the depression of all of it.
Well, what kind of a moron sends an actor hate mail over a character he's playing? I mean, that's a little bit... too far.
Star Wars fan.
If you're a mass murderer, you should get hate mail. But if you played a character in a silly movie and you get hate mail for that?
So they must have thought it was gonna work, that he would be, you know.
George Lucas was in an interesting place whenever he began working and writing on that film with what he
By
was looking at.
Interesting place, what do you mean?
He was getting a lot of influence from his kids. In fact, so much so that I think he at one time wanted NSYNC to be in the film.
You're kidding me!
Yeah, because of his daughter or his one of his kids or something. And so when he was making this,
that would have been like putting the Osmonds in the first Star Wars.
You're right.
Yeah, essentially.
But it just doesn't make sense.
But he didn't have kids when he did the first Star Wars.
I know. I'm just saying, like. He should have been clear enough of mind to know and see.
Hey, look who's on Uranus. It's NSYNC.
Yeah. Did you know John Astin, he's the guy who played Gomez. Yep, in the original Addams Family.
As portrayed by me last Halloween, remember?
He had pockets that were lined with asbestos.
That's good for your lungs. That's what I hear.
Well, this is because his character would often pull lit cigars out of his
pocket. Yeah.
So they had to line the jacket pockets with, you know, asbestos.
That's a fascinating little piece of trivia.
It truly is. That is a true random fact.
It is.
Good job, Jay.
Did you know that there is a marathon? There is a marathon. There's a marathon in the town. I was combining town and marathon to marathon. Mirthatherthern. Methylothemioma.
Mesothelioma.
Who is it that said that, though? Somebody made that mistake recently.
Methylothemia. Yeah, I have no idea. Probably me. I butcher words all the time. Oh. Just like I did right there. There's a marathon in the town of St. Charles, Missouri.
St. Charles.
The marathon is called... Well, what is the abbreviation for Missouri? M-O?
M-O, yeah.
Yeah, so the marathon's called... It's called Mo Cowbell.
Oh, man.
It was named after the Saturday Night Live sketch called More Cowbell.
So what does everybody do all day on that big marathon?
It used to be called the St. It's a run it, you run. It starts at the Hollywood casinos. It crosses the river north of town, then goes south along the Katy Trail and back to finish by the Lewis and Clark statue. It's just a marathon. Mm. I've never done one of those, but it's called Mo Cowbell. Did you know that Burning Man started in 1986 with 35 attendees and completely free admission? That is no longer the case. Burning Man in 2018 drew 70,000 attendees. Ticket prices per person, $425.
No.
If you were driving there, which you needed to, parking passes were $80.
Stupid.
That was doing the math, carry the ones, and figure out what it is. $29,750,000. That's just an admission alone. If you had around two and a half people per car, that was $2,240,000. It's a lot of money for a festival, I guess. Is that what that is? It's not really a festival,
yeah,
is
it? Yeah, it seems like it's more just a celebrity be seen event.
Yeah, let's do this substance and then spend a couple of days in the desert.
We'll go. We'll use Rich's private jet.
So it's basically like a rich and fancy Manson family
vacation. I just bought a new one on Amazon. Prime Day.
How does that work? You go on Amazon Prime and they got all this stuff there?
Yeah.
If you're a Prime member, if you're a Prime member, which I think you are.
I am.
And I don't know where that sign is, but I just found the, look at these numbers changing. This is U.S. population and world population changing right in front of our eyes.
Wow.
From the U.S. Census Bureau.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you know around 20 million men in the United States suffer from an anxiety disorder?
I can't wait to find out.
we commonly have a name. We have a name for it. It's commonly called stage fright.
Oh.
They cannot go if somebody is nearby.
Oh. Oh,
that kind of stage fright.
Stage fright.
Yes.
I've heard about that.
Go away. Go ahead.
It's like if I walk into and it usually there's three of the wall stalls.
Mm-hmm.
And if two are taken, it's never two right next to each other. There's always a gap in between.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I can't do the middle one. I'll have to wait for them to leave before I can go over there. Because I
see that in the turnpike toilets all the time in Florida.
If you're in an airport and you are pushing the clock, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The middle one's just fine.
Yeah, I understand. There are things that will negate the stage fright. Because you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah.
And when I finish drinking,
large coffee.
3 quarts of this thing a day.
Oh, water.
I got to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Did you know your nose is always visible to you? Your mind ignores it through a process called unconscious selective attention.
That is interesting.
But it is always right there.
Thinking about it.
I think we all just looked down at our nose.
And of course, everybody went cross-eyed for a minute.
Yeah.
There's a live picture.
They teach that stuff at the Nasal Academy.
The nasal. Isn't that in Annapolis? Oh, no, that's naval. I'm sorry.
No, that's in Annapolis. That was the answer to a joke.
Naval.
The punchline was Indianapolis 500. I forget how we got there. Is people embarrassing you?
This will never make PBS reruns.
Good.
It's not going to make the end of the show if we don't hurry up. Did you know the German battleship, the Bismarck?
Germany.
What's wrong with the battleships we got? We got some great, what's the name of our battleship? B-17?
USS Alabama? No.
I understand what you're saying.
You got what I was going with?
Yeah, I totally got what you were saying.
I-7? It's a miss.
Battleship.
Yes.
That, the game. Yeah.
I got your PT boat.
The German battleship Bismarck hit the seafloor so hard when it sank, it created an undersea avalanche and a mini earthquake.
Wow.
Yeah. And finally, did you know, in the 1940s, air conditioning became popular in movie theaters, and they advertised it as cool entertainment. Hmm.
And where was the first movie theater with air conditioning in the world?
Ohio.
No, right?
I don't know. I'm
Montgomery.
Right here in Montgomery, Alabama, really? On Dexter Avenue. I used to know the name of the theater, and I will look it up. But
well,
it's,
I mean, I could just
cross the street. Speaking of theaters, I watched a 30-minute documentary on Lincoln and Wilkes Booth, and there's a lot of conspiracy stuff there that's really cool.
Huh? Who
the bad guy is?
Who had that?
Remember Secretary of State Stanton?
Yeah.
That guy.
You think he was a...
I think he was...
Has something to do with it?
Yes, I do. There's plenty of evidence.
But didn't they try to attack him, too?
No, that way you're thinking of Seward.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Another guy that they...
Right.
The guy that was supposed to attack, Seward did get attacked, and he survived stab wounds. The other guy didn't get attacked because the guy that was supposed to do it chickened out.
I guarantee you this call is giving us the name of that theater.
Okay.
I'm almost positive that that's what this
call is. Ask them if they can hold while I tell everybody about Jack Ingram. Sold a lot of cars this weekend, and I got my thing in with Tip Tames there because...
Thanks, man.
They, you know, I bought a 2017 Nissan Rogue with 2,000 miles on it. I love it. I'm not in any hurry to get rid of it by any stretch of the imagination. It would make a fine pre-owned car again. But they had some deals out there for Rogue customers over the weekend, so I'm looking at some numbers. Who knows? Why wouldn't I buy there again? We've done it 5 times. We have been thrilled with every purchase, and we trade in at just the right time. As a matter of fact, the payments we're making per month now are less than the payments we were making previously, just because we bought smart at the right time and gotten a great deal on the cars we're interested in. If you got a student heading off, they have 1, 2, 3 of those Volkswagen Jettas left. There were about 5 last week.
Okay.
And they have some that are so new they don't have the pictures up yet. There's a Hyundai Santa Fe FE GLS, a Hyundai Elantra GLS, and a Hyundai Santa Fe. Those are all new and ranging in price from $5,800 to $7,800. So there's some great options in the 10,000 and under category. But no matter what category you want to shop, they have got incredible deals with cars that have been incredibly well vetted. At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or shop online by price, by category, type of vehicle, brand, whatever, at jackingram.com. And now,
so with the theater in Montgomery, Alabama, that had it downtown was the New Empire Theater on Dexter.
That's exactly what John H. said when he called in, was that it was the Empire.
John,
first
thank
air
you for
conditioned
the call. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and worlds, it's time for today. Boys and worlds.
Boys and worlds.
Worlds.
I am going to get tested August 7th. Time for our pop quiz.
All right, earlier in Random Facts, we talked about, in fact, it was the first random fact we talked about, which was the population. We went over the first, second, third, and fourth who led the world in population there. We're ranked at number 3. What was number 4? What was the country that was the fourth most populated country?
Good question. 272-9228 if you have the answer. Win $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet, where they have some incredible values like their cost plus 10 throughout the store. 272-9228 if you have the answer to that one. Sorry. Type of time.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and we see our normal slowdown on I-65 southbound coming out of Prattville. As you approach the Northern Boulevard, things are going to slow down for you. If you're going onto the Northern Boulevard, police are still working that accident shortly after you get onto the Northern Boulevard near the River Bridge, so be careful there. As you continue around the Boulevard, it's pretty crowded when you're between the Wetumpka Highway and the Atlanta Highway, so be careful in that area. If you're on I-85, we don't have any delays for you this morning. Everybody's moving at a speed limit ride. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery. Shop the Comic Shop, Plato's Closet, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
At 7:42, here is Melissa.
Good morning.
Can you answer our pop quiz question?
Is it Indonesia?
That is absolutely correct.
Yay!
Yes.
You're absolutely correct.
That's right.
Do you take notes when you're listening to random facts?
No, because I'm usually driving to work.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
But you just remembered it all, huh?
Well, let's see. Yeah. You got another question or two there, Rich?
Is the actor who played Timmy on Lassie, John Provost, is he dead or alive?
Alive.
Do you know how old he is?
69.
69 is correct. You are really good. Nice. Without
very
taking,
nice.
And I take notes.
That's fantastic.
Very,
that's
very.
What was Roger Moore's last film as James Bond?
I don't know.
Stumped her.
I don't do James Bond.
Okay, that's cool. That's all right.
You're very good. Hang on. You're going to Food Outlet with $10 in your hand to get started on your shopping. And let's say good morning to Keith from Santaku. Cared enough to call. Hey, Keith.
Good morning. I just had to tell y'all good morning and hello.
And we're happy to return the sentiment this morning, my friend. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. It is 7:43.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Okay, our forecast for today is getting back to normal as Tropical Depression Barry, which is now in Arkansas, moves northward. That plume of tropical moisture is still affecting, you know, parts of northwest Alabama, parts of Mississippi, and into the middle Mississippi Valley. But for us, we're going back to, you know, a hotter day today with a high around 93, some spotty random afternoon and evening storms with the low tonight down to about 74, starting to sound more and more like a normal forecast. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, isolated storms at best. Translated, that means that rain chances are, gosh, maybe 20%, maybe not even that good. Hotter, with highs in the mid-90s each day and triple-digit heat indices. Then the rain chances start to go up a little bit towards the weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, more in the 40 to 50% range. Right now, this morning, we have mostly clear skies. East winds at 6 miles per hour. Very humid, but not too bad. 74 now, 745.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
You know what happened at Food Outlet yesterday morning? I was in the chicken department, and the butcher, who's a great guy, comes out, says, I saw you when you walked in this morning, comes out with a shopping cart full of chickens.
Would you like to see that shopping cart full of chickens?
Yes, this is...
There it is.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. There's, and a lot of that went into my buggy and home with me, because chicken tenders, and those are perfect. Yeah. I mean, that is pure, delicious, fat-free white meat. Throw them on the grill with a little cricket dust, which you can also get at Food Outlet. And I can dip those in some keto-friendly sauces. And I'm losing weight, man. I don't know what. I am not getting into that scale trap. But everything I need to be doing the keto thing is there at Food Outlet. It costs plus 10. Since I shop for 9, the three of you, three dogs, myself, it's very friendly on the budget. Tomorrow is BLT Day, starring Wright's Bacon and Tomatoes at 94 cents for a 4-pack of delicious fine ripened tomatoes. Wednesday will be New York Strip breakfast.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just restocked the eggs, the ham, so probably Friday I'll do a ham and cheese omelet. and then the egg sandwich you all love. Guess what I got? The sourdough bread. In fact, I was talking to Danny about that. This is always buy the best for these guys, Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yes. They remember three men and a lady. And just that loaf of bread, and it is so good for sandwiches, for grilling, grilled cheese, that kind of thing. It's over $4 at the chain stores, one loaf. At Food Outlet, it's just barely, it's $3.02. So that's what I mean. You're going to save significant money. So give it a try sometime. Put down the person you're with, and twice a day, Milberg can go grocery shopping and replenish your system at cost plus 10%. Prattville on Main Street, just west of Highway 31, and Sunday mornings on Coliseum Boulevard. I am there without fail every Sunday morning, taking pictures of chicken in the chicken department and sending them to friends who care at 747.
From the Bucks Business Network, it's Amazon Prime Day, the big summer sale, which will last for 48 hours this year. J.P. Morgan is estimating Amazon could generate more than $5 billion for the company. Retail analyst Heather Herzog of H-Squared Research says Amazon uses today to retain its Prime members and sign up new ones.
What they're trying to do, especially with new Prime members or people that aren't Prime members yet, they want to make sure that that membership increases. So, you know, they have this Amazon Prime concert. They're really trying to go and kind of take market share away from the Target customers, the Walmart customers. So there's that big push.
An estimated 250 other retailers are also doing sales today. We're seeing some impact from the trade dispute with China. This spring, China's economy slowed to the weakest growth since the 90s. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Today's show is brought to you by Summer. Congratulations on making it to the middle of July without wearing your swimsuit in public. Not even once. Booyah!
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. In Hope Hall, authorities are investigating a fatal shooting. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office confirmed that one person is dead after the Saturday night shooting, and two others, including a child, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. So far, no word on any arrests, and the shooting is still under investigation. Authorities say a woman is dead after a boating accident on the Coosa River early Saturday morning. 32-year-old Krista Elliott of Wetumpka was a passenger in a boat that hit a tree hanging over the river. The operator of the boat was not harmed. Starting today through July 21st, you can expect to see more police presence on the roads on Alabama's highways. ALEA and local law enforcement are kicking off Operation Southern Shield. It's a speed enforcement campaign throughout Alabama and four other southern states. Police have handed out over 5,000 speeding tickets during the previous years. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, visit our website, alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Watches the Tour de France.
Mr. Guy Who Watches the Tour de France.
When you ask if anyone saw the big race on TV, we think Daytona or Indy. But you, sir, are referring to skinny men with funny names in skin-tight shorts riding 10 speeds.
Where the winner gets a yellow shirt.
If you love France so much, why don't you move there?
At least people there will know what you're talking about, yeah.
So when some guy wants to chat about sports and uses words like peloton, Col de Tourmalet, and Maillot Jaune, raise your palm and say, zip it, Lance. I watch baseball. He's Mr. Guy Who Watches the Tour de France, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy Who Watches the Tour de France.
I stopped caring about bicycles the day I got my driver's license.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. Here's today's
fascinating
fact. Had a baby born on 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh.
At 7-Eleven p.m.
7-Eleven.
What do you think the baby weighed?
7-Eleven.
Yep, I heard about that.
Yep.
Wow.
They're going to reach out to 7-Eleven and let them know that this all happened.
Free slippies for life.
I don't think they have to reach out. Like, it's already all over social media.
Yeah.
And 7-Eleven would be silly to pass up doing something with that.
Child. They think he's going to rich their nuts, but the mother's name was
Rachel
Langford from St. Louis.
And the baby's name is Slurpee.
They'll get enough of that without... babies make their own Slurpees.
They do.
Jeez.
Baby left a Slurpee.
Oh, look at the cute little Slurpee.
And then if you
is it grape? Nope, cherry.
If you live to be old enough, you go through the same process.
Go back to the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like tapioca pudding, right? We talked about
it
earlier.
You eat it when you're a baby. Yeah,
I'm just trying to sort through the everything I need for our Morning Maroon nominees in about an hour from now. Probably a little less than that since it is 7:55 already. God, time flies when you're having fun.
Hey, when does the bus to Camp News and Views get here?
In about an hour and 5 minutes already.
Hour five. Ten.
But our conundrum... And once again, we have achieved...
Unity! I can see why you achieved unity on this, because the first one was, I mean...
Awful.
Yeah. I mean, the first one's like, all right.
Well, there you...
Let me Google that for you.
I'd be too say it's not an impossible question. But this one, something that 4 out of 5 Americans will fake 3 times in the next year.
Not that.
This Milbrook is allowed to participate in this conundrum. 4 out of 5 Americans will fake this at least 3 times every year. What is that? I need to start thinking about it now. I don't know the rule.
I want to apologize to Milbrook.
It's actually the greatest thing that's ever happened to the greater Millbrook area.
Did you ever get that... I can't go back to that. It was one of the better lines from last week.
Oh.
Yeah, that.
I don't remember the exact
your
line, but
station.
I do remember what you're talking about, yes.
Weather station.
Don't need a mount.
Wow. Mountain high. Colorado dogs getting high from eating.
I've been hearing about this.
Human poop?
Human poop? Oh.
Oh, God, it's so gross.
It is.
So nasty.
Oh, human. I see what you're saying. I get the connection.
Yeah. And it's creating a hallucinogenic condition in dogs that has people concerned, and it should.
Oh, no.
This one's ready for her treat.
Oh, and here's a list of...
Should we give her the 8 o'clock at 3 minutes till?
I mean, that's your call. That's your call. She's left my lap to follow you.
You know what's going on right now that I hope some of our listeners will take time and do? And that's breakfast at Baumhauer's at 201 Union in the RSA building. You can park in climate-controlled comfort. Walk up to the restaurant on the first floor. It's open from 7 to 10, Monday through Friday, and try a Baumhauer's breakfast. They use all your favorite traditional breakfast meats from Jimmy Dean to Konecka and more. Their breakfast bowl series is amazing. And, of course, they reopen for lunch from 11 to 2. That's the downtown location. Of course, the Boulevard opens at 11. And from Sunday through Friday, happy hour is an all-day event from 11 to 7. At Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and of course Wednesday night we gather there, and we'll be doing some moon stuff at that event as well. That's Wednesday after happy hour.
We should get our buddy Rick Evans out here.
Let's do that. Who you want to? Can you reach out to him, see if we can get him?
I can see if he wants to.
He's listening, and we'll get in touch with us right now.
He is a very loyal listener, and
much appreciated. Yeah. Wasn't it it was 2 years ago we were getting ready for the
big eclipse, the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
By the way, there is a lunar eclipse tonight, folks. You may be hearing about that, and you'll see stuff on the internet. But guess what? It's on another part of the world. It's the absolute other side of the world. So we won't see it. Full moon, though, tonight.
At 7:58, let's see how the roads are doing.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta-potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way into a Monday morning. Our traffic is pretty busy out on the boulevard. Please be careful around the intersections. If you're on I-85, there are no delays for you. I-65 has our normal slowdown starting around the river bridges. It's a pretty long one this morning, so just be careful and patient. You'll get into the downtown area pretty quickly. If you're on the 31s, there aren't any big hassles. We do see quite a bit of traffic coming out of the Wetumpka area, and traffic is building up around the downtown area, so be careful if you're headed that way. At the Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, look for the gold tag at immediately save $1,000 on that vehicle. They're fully stocked with a great selection of whatever you want to drive. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.